and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. Once again, for the 3Y Podcast with EG3 on this Monday. Yes, I'm recording a little bit early this week on the podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of the 3Y Podcast with EG3, the latest in running, sports, and whatever important come across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri on this hot Monday, June 3rd. 2024. I'm still half tempted to say it's May, but no, it's not May anymore. It is June already here in 2024. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Welcome on board to the pod. As you can probably tell by my voice, probably more than usual, really fired up. It is KC Metro Mile Week, brought to you by the KC Metro Mile, going down primetime under lights, Rockhurst High School, 6 p.m. Thursday. Kansas City, Missouri. Cannot wait till Thursday night. Oh my goodness. But again, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Welcome on board. If you've been listening since the rebranding of this podcast, appreciate it so much for you sticking around there. And make sure you tell a fellow friend of the friend that is friends of the host. Or if you're new, tell another friend about the 3Y Podcast with EG3 Hospital Hill. Did not do that. But we'll talk about that. Plus, of course, this is the KC Metro Mile Preview. No, I do not have the seedings yet. And probably, lucky enough, tomorrow I think it'll probably come out. But I was hoping it would come out today, even though I'm not going to reveal that anyway. But still, we do have the schedule out. I have that. I have the KC Metro Mile Instagram page up on the laptop here. So we'll go through that today and talk a little bit about my experience from last year. Of course, that episode, that postcast is floating somewhere, probably between either on this feed or the Pro Project podcast feed, my other podcast that I do for Kansas State Sports. But let's just get on right on into it here. The Hospital Hill went down over the weekend, and no, I did not run it, so there's no races for EG3 last weekend, so there's that. But had an opportunity, well, not opportunity, but the original plan, and I am being honest, the original plan, I was not going to run with the side of the group, aka 2.0. I was going to do some miles on my own and just chill out until the afternoon run, but decided, you know what, I'm just going to go out here. You know, a lot of folks here in KC would cheer for you anyways, right? So, as I talked about it on this podcast previously about the Kansas City running community. Awesome stuff. You know what? Let's just go out here and just have some fun. Have some fun a little bit. And the best days are when somebody posted this last week on one of the social platforms. And the best days are when you least expect it, right? And this Saturday was awesome across the board. So the Kansas City Running Club, shout out, once again, on this podcast, AAA 2.0, KCRC team is 1.0. And I've said that, again, 1.0 last year, let's just catch up people, those who are new to the podcast, 1.0 KCRC team Kansas City, we're just going to call it that. I first met up with a lot of those folks last year while going back and forth from Manhattan to KC, doing a bunch of races. And then this year, with a transition of moving, relocating up here to Kansas City, been really involved with the Kansas City Running Club 2.0. So there's kind of a matching of the wits there. And then ever since then, really since January, been really locked in with them. And of course, a week from now, and of course, we'll get into this summer. I'll be getting ready. I don't want to look past Metro Mile because all my attention is on that this week, which is a short week. But a week from now, woo, Chicago Marathon training officially starts there. But again, we'll get in touch on that next week on the show, or the week, the episode after the postcast of the Metro Mile. But so that's a quick summary on that. But yeah, Hospital Hill, and shout out to those that did that race over the weekend. Got to see a lot of running friends across the board tackle the course. Now, again, never did Hospital Hill, so I can't I can't sit here and say I did it. But I haven't done it yet. And wasn't going to do it because of how close Casey Mitchell Mile was. Right? And originally, let's go take it a further step back further than that. I was supposed to do the Fargo Marathon. I was signed up to do that. But with the Casey Metro Mile and me enjoying what was a tremendous atmosphere last year, driving up here from Manhattan, Kansas, to do the Metro Mile for the very first time last year, enjoyed the heck out of it. Just the whole, it just brings back the whole, again, I've said this a gajillion times now, up until now, until then, the whole high school, it doesn't matter whether it's middle school, high school, or college, whatever it is, it just brings back that old school effect of a track meet, right? So, it was just, you know, I struggled with that. You know, if I did the Fargo Marathon, which, shout out to KCRC 1.0's crew that went up there, the Fargo, North Dakota, almost said South Dakota, my goodness, Fargo, North Dakota, and tackled that course, did the 5K, and did the half 5K or the marathon. I think one person did the full, and I was supposed to be the other person that did the full, turn it down because I chose the Casey Metro Mile over Fargo, and the fact that you're about to get ready for, well, again, not overlooking Casey, the importance of the Casey Metro Mile on Thursday night, again, with Chicago looming in the wing, waiting in the wings, I just saying, hey, you know, it's a lot more bigger things, and of course, what topples that was my daughter having her dance recital over weekend as well. So that topples all of that. So yeah, down the line somewhere, am I going to run Fargo? Maybe. We'll just have C down the line somewhere. But my daughter takes priority over all of those. So there you go on that. So yeah, decided, you know what, with M's dance recital in Fargo, you know what, it's just not. With all I just told you guys and gals, no, I'm not gonna do it. So I pulled out, which one of my friends from 2.0. I'm not gonna call you out, not yet. But I said that glad you didn't do Fargo. So I didn't say it. Somebody else said it. So I'm just relaying the message to you guys on this podcast on this Monday. So there you go. So fought better of it. Let them have all the fun. We're going to have a lot of fun Thursday night. Ooh, I have circled this date since last year. Let me tell you that. But yeah, congratulations to the crew, KCRC 1.0. Did a damn thing up there. Tackle the 5K, half marathon, marathon. So great job out of you guys and gals out there. And congratulations to y'all here locally that did a damn thing with the Hospital Hill. Had an absolute blast cheering. Now, again, this is my second or third time on the sidelines. Now, again, I told a different person, a friend of mine from the club, that I'd rather be out there than sitting on the sideline. But again, thinking more important things down the road and in that weekend, you gotta think about what you're trying to do. So cheer on your friends out there and even those that you don't know on the course as well. So Saturday went down, and yeah, originally the plan was not to cheer or even go to do the route. So both, I wasn't even supposed to be there, but you know what? I said, you know what? Let's go do this, you know, even though I ain't feeling it, but still, you know, let's go out here and just, give your friends a boost support. Well, it turned out to be a really good day there. So yeah, I had a blast, and shout out Mike. I call him Big Mike. Boy, he was out there leading the way with the cheers. And also, the people that were there, we did 5-ish miles, and then there were 2 cheer stops along the way. So we stopped. The first cheer area was around Martin Luther King Drive, up that between that and Rock Hill, I believe, where you're going up that incline, stop there, rooted on the rest of the folks that did it, that were running it in progress, and then went back with pretty much the same crew. We tackled the last hill on our route, and then at our usual spot at Axwell, cheered on the same folks that were doing the route, doing the Hospital Hill route there, and it was great to see a lot of running friends and even those runners out there doing the best they can to tackle that Hospital Hill course on Saturday. So much fun to do that, and it's a chat with your fellow friends. This was actually cheering. Now, again, previously, I just stood around and just for support. Again, for support. Not actually cheering, but again, for support previously. But this was actually cheering, talking it up, rooting on those folks out there. So awesome across the board to those that did the five. I know one person did the five. A couple of did the 10. A lot of other people did the original classic half marathon of Hospital Hill. So that's Saturday across the board. Excuse me. And then later on, racked up some more miles with the Saturday Rambler crew. Shout out to you guys once again here on the 3Y Podcast with EG3. At a different location I've never been. Now, I've been through there driving-wise, and it's pretty nice over there in that area. Now, I don't have it on top of my head right now where it was, it was called, we met at a place, ice cream place called Somersault Ice Cream Shop. So around there, over in the Mission Hills area. Now, the location, I may be wrong, so I apologize about that. But that was a good time as well. We crashed the art festival that was going on there. And we actually, the front runners, me and the two other people that I was running with, because I didn't do the race, we did a double take of the route. But I'm saying, it was just a good Saturday across the board. And then, yeah, just after that, ate, hung out with the people that either ran a 5K or did another event, got to catch up with them, and then that was it because I was exhausted after that. So, Hospital Hill, I did not eat this podcast, did not do it, but had the opportunity to root on a lot of folks in the KC metro area who took place of that. So, again, you had people doing Fargo, you had people doing Hospital Hill here, you had a couple other people doing a couple other races out of town, or actually one other race was in town. I don't know where it was, but yeah, a lot of people were doing there was another event out in Colorado that a couple people did as well, part of the Rambler group as well, that took care of business out there. So they did work out there as well. So there's a lot of things going on, but the podcast, stay local and preparation for the Metro Mile. This is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, brought to you by the KC Metro Mile. Thursday night, this podcast will go out tomorrow night. So, and then, of course, you'll have to wait until next week. Now, again, I'm having to move some things around due to a short schedule. So, the interview with the folks at Vine Street is going to have to wait until hopefully next week. So when things get back to normal, where I'm running a lot of miles and starting to get prepared for Chicago. But yeah, that's later on. So I'm having to move stuff around. And of course, before we get into KC Metro Mile preview, of course, Global Running Day is this Wednesday. So this episode will be out. That's another reason why I want to get this out, because Global Running Day. So there's going to be a lot going on between now and there's always something going on throughout the week, which is so exciting to be a part of that. You have something on Tuesday, something on Wednesday, something on Thursday, and of course you got something on Friday night, and you have your Saturday group runs. There's just so much going on within the KC metro area, and then of course a big one, Global Running Day on Wednesday. I will be at that, but I'm probably going to be doing my own thing. I ain't going to be wanting to do too much, so I might be doing my own little thing. But yeah, it's a lot going on within the KC running community. So I want to get that out there as well, because you know I was going to forget that before this podcast is out. So I want to get that out there before it close up. All right, so KC Metro Mile here, 3Y with EG3 on this Monday, recording on this early Monday morning. Not Monday morning. Oof, we're past that. Monday evening, excuse me, June 3rd, 2023. All right, so the big show. This podcast will be at Rockhurst High School Thursday night. Everything starts at 6. Now, again, I was hoping the seatings for these events, the events, would come out today. And I had recorded this podcast. They have not. So, and I'm not coming back on the pod until next week for the postcast of this event. So, there you go. So, I already mentioned I did this race for the first time last year, because I think I was training for... No, because, yeah, I was training for Grandma's, or finishing up my training for Grandma's Marathon, which I did last summer, and this was a week before Grandma's. This was a week before Grandma's, and I still did it. So, I couldn't pass that up, because my brother Alex told me about it. I was like, hey, E, you should do this, because I think you really like this, and this event, and really entirely, did not disappoint whatsoever. Great races last year, and I don't know, this year, it's, for me, it's much more anticipated. Now, I didn't do much training for it, because I was in the towards the end of my marathon training for Grandma's last year, so I didn't have a chance to do any more speed work. Now, this time around, before the build to Chicago, I've used a 3-week block. Me and my coach to do some. We figure, we ain't got nothing to lose, right? We'll just go ahead and have some fun with it. Let's go ahead and train, see what happens with it. Now, the last time I did a mile, again, you go back to the episodes on this podcast. Your first time listening, EG3 feed, 3Y podcast with EG3. It's in the feed, Lawrence Irish Mile, where I hit on a road mile. We're talking about road mile here, several months ago. Or actually, really 2 months ago now, I hit 5 on the dot, straight up, with a 30-mile-an-hour headwind. So I couldn't believe it, man. I couldn't believe it. Well, it was serious. And I did, a 6-mile warm-up before that? Yeah, so I wasn't sure. Now, I had a game plan going in, because, yes, they showed us the course. So I had a game plan going into that. Well, okay, I got to do this before I do this. So when they went there, running some 5.5 miles, and yet laid down a 5 flat, because everybody was going through a headwind, and then of course you had that nice downhill finish coming off a roundabout. That's when I said, "Hey, let's turn up a little bit." So then that's when the wheels start turning. Got a lot of people on the way back, so ended up with a top 20. This is a road mile. This is on track. Rockhurst High School, on legit track. This is where my track background comes in. And I think this anticipation of getting back here, even more so than was last year, because you didn't know what's going on. You didn't know what was going on. And we're playing with house money. And even now, a couple of days out before this event in my race, which me and my brother will be in the same heat. Because last year he was in, for some reason, well, because he wasn't 35 yet, he was in the open. Now, a couple of things that moved the schedule wise moved around from last year, which we're gonna get into that because we don't have the heats. But me and Alex will be in the same heat, which a lot of people have already talked to me. They're gonna come out and see it just for that. Okay, yeah, that's one reason. Okay, all right. So, but I'm excited. Or I think I'm even more excited than I was last year. Just the anticipation, and just I put in a little bit more work now than I did last year, because I'm not training for a marathon. Well, I'll be starting for a marathon next week. Like I said, I'm putting that to the back aside right now. I don't want to think about that right now. I want to think about this particular race where I'm at. So yeah, there's a lot more anticipation. Because last year at this very event, I said, look, we want to get under 5. That's the goal. And I hit it. Big time. Big time. And we're in more enough, if you're around for the win, which I felt like we were right there. And all of a sudden, at the last, less than 100 meters to go, everyone just took off. Because one of the guys decided it was a 400, which for those that aren't in it, don't know what a 400 is, it's a one lap around a track. 800 is two times around. 1200 meters is three times. 1600 meters is four times around, which equals out to a mile, which is everybody's going to be doing that, whether you're in the kids heat, middle school, high school, open, men's elite, women's elite, masters, I should say, elite, high school is going to round us out this year with so you got the high school girls elite and the high school boys elite wrapping us up this year. Last year, it was the women's elite and men's elite that wrapped us up last year. Of course, Noah Stevenson, my guy, trying to go for under four. I'm pretty sure he's trying to go for that this year, but that's not going to be the headliner this year. Even though, yes, he's going to try to go for it, but from what I've been looking at from the Instagram page, shout out KC Metro Mile on Instagram, they moved things around. So we're gonna get a treat with the high school girls elite and the high school boys, because it looks like it's going to be really, everything's going to go by quick. Bam, 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 bam. So if you're wondering where my rate or he's going to go, this could change. Look for a post tomorrow, because I'm going to post something about it tomorrow, and then you guys are on your own on that. But everything starts at 6, regardless. Everything starts at 6. If you're interested in coming out, come out between 6:30, because the men's masters starts at 7. And before that, the women's masters, 35 and up. Now, I don't know why they classify it. So, I don't know. Don't get me started on, 40-year-olds, men or women, one real racist. But for some reason, they decided, let's just classify 35 and up for men's and women's masters. Okay, whatever. But we'll be there soon enough. Here in several months, we'll be there soon enough overall. But yeah, so the men's masters is, I'm looking at the schedule right now, have it classified 7 to 7:20 p.m. Central Time. Women's masters will be 6:50. Okay, the kids open is going to start us off at 6. The middle school will be before the masters, 6:30. Girls elite, and then the middle school boys elite, 6:40. And I already told you about the masters races. And then the open was before us last year, right? The women and men. So this time around, I'm looking at it right here. Rockhurst High School, Rockhurst Hucklets, as I guess that's their mascot. The men's open silver. Now, I'm going to be interested to see what this. Now, again, there's a lot, and a shout out to, there's been a lot of participants that signed up for this race. Now, they might have divided this up to two. Now, men's open, this is the silver division, 7:20, women's open. Woo. Going to be at 7:30. This splits the two men's open races. So the silver race, 7:20, women's open, 7:30, men's open. The gold, which I believe I would probably say that's the faster one, going to be at 7:40. And then you're going to have the original high school boys race and high school girls original. We're going to call it the open, 7:50 and 8:10. And then high school boys gold. So they divided this thing up. So because of a lot of entrants, and it, this thing is even huge than last year. And then of course, I already said the women's elite. No, I didn't. 8:30, men's elite, 8:40. So you guys are not the headliner this year. But even though Noah's going to go for his best, because he just ran down in Oklahoma City or somewhere in Oklahoma, either 2 weeks ago, he put down, according to Strava, 4:14, something like that. So he's going to be shooting to Try that. Try go for that sub 4 again. We'll see what happens at 8:40 Central Time in a wrap thing. Sub the high school girls elite. 8:50 High school boys to or the anchor. High school boys elite. 9:00 I'm giddy. I want to see these heats. See what it's all about. I wish we had them on, but I'm not coming back on this mic until next week. So that's kind of your. I just gave you an outline of the schedule. Again, I'm pretty sure that's it right there, because it came out on the KC Metro Mile Instagram there as well. So again, you want more information on that, go on KC Metro Mile website there for more information on that. So, but yeah, I just gave you the lowdown on that here in the Pearl Project Pod. I knew I was gonna do that. The 3Y podcast, excuse me. I've been recording a lot of K State baseball over the weekend, so so pause about that. I'm excited. I'm too excited. Baseball's moving up. We'll just talk about this for a minute. K State baseball going to the Super Regional. Hell yeah. We swept all the teams in the Fayetteville Regional. We took down Louisiana Tech Friday night. Well, not Friday night. Saturday morning. It had to be moved to Saturday morning. Originally, it's going to be last Friday night. Had to be moved because of nasty weather. And K-State, they had to play two games. Well, they were going to play two games anyway. So, they took down La Tech, number 2 seed in that regional. K-State was number 3, right? So, K-State, they had to play the number 1 seed Arkansas Razorbacks. Arkansas, the SEC opponent, in a huge crowd. I'm talking big-ass crowd. Like, 11,000 plus for a college baseball game. Everything's big in the SEC. So, of course, you're going to be, so K-State's up against it. And they took them down. The number 1 seed in the regional took them down. And then yesterday, easily took down the 4 seed, Southeast Missouri State, to win the Fayetteville Regional. And now, 3 wins away from the College World Series. And they're going to have to go through the 18th team in the country to do it in Virginia this weekend. Woo! So much going on. And oh, by the way, Arkansas, let's rewind it back a little bit. Arkansas, yeah, they were the number 5th team in the country. 5th ranked team in the country in K-State. Upset them, right? And then, of course, go back to La Tech. La Tech and Arkansas, they were what? Both. They were both 40-plus win teams. K-State was what? 32, only had 32 wins this year. And we spanked. We spanked Louisiana Tech some 19-4, something like that. And then we beat Arkansas in their own building. We beat y'all in your own building. So there you go, Nat. This is why I was so I'm not, I feel like I'm going to bounce off the walls this week. But anyways, I just can't wait. But anyways, but yeah, so that's the other reason why I've been on the other podcasts, because K-State baseball, we are enjoying the ride right now. We're 3 wins away from the College World Series. Are you serious? So there's that. But yeah, but back to the KC Metro Mile here to wrap things up. So there you go. But everything starts at 6. Several people have told me they're going to be out there watching my race, and I'm excited. I'm not going to tell you my game plan, because people could be listening. Fans could be listening out there, but the game plan's in place, and we're going to see if we're going to beat this the time we beat last year. And we're going to throw our cards down. It's throwdown time. You ain't ready now. You ain't going to be ready Thursday night. It's a metal game. And going back to the road mile, the Lawrence Irish Mile that I did a couple months ago. It gave me all confidence, because I had a goal in mind, not time-wise, but a goal in mind to beat a couple individuals, and I did that. Those individuals are in this race. One of them, I just said, finished 2nd a year ago. And one of them won this race 2 years ago, and he ended up doing the Open last year. So, look, I've said this to several people already. It's up. It levels, for me, it levels out. This is my background. This is where my background comes in, and look, I'm more giddy than I was last year, and we're gonna see. Everybody's gonna throw their cards on the table. Our heat's loaded up. Everybody seats loaded. Let's just get one thing straight. Everybody's loaded up. So you gotta come with it. You have one chance. And look, and I've said this. I have one more for sure. Possibly another one, but I can't think about that right now. So the podcast will be at Rockhurst Thursday night, prime time. And yeah, at the same time, the NBA Finals is going to be going on. Yeah, that's going to start an hour later. No, an hour and a half later. That's Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. They're going to be taking on game one of that series. So this is going to be a big Thursday night. Really a big weekend. Big week across the board, everywhere. But yeah, I'm just ready to get out there and get this thing popping. We'll see how the training shaped up. I may just get out there and see what we got for the big boys. I think we got something for them. I go in here. High school. This is where my running started, back at track and field. Track and field, where it all started, right here, and I just feel at home. And everything for me levels out, in my opinion. So anybody can win. Anybody can win on a given night. So I feel like we got a chance. I feel like we got a chance at it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens Thursday night. Cards gonna be thrown. My cards gonna be thrown on the table with the best of them. So fast against fast. We'll see who comes out on top, baby. The 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Brought to you by KC Metro Mile for another week. Here on the podcast, your first time listening to the show. Appreciate it once again for giving us a lesson here today. This will come out a day early than it's normal because we got a short week. It's time to make our last adjustments, polish up, get ready to go hard for whatever, for 4 or 5 minutes, whatever that is. But we're going to go for it. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We're around like we were last year. For an opportunity, if we're hanging around towards the end, oh yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down for sure. But so if you're a friend of the host, again, make sure you tell a friend about the podcast. Running, we covered it all. Running, sports, and whatever important comes across the EG3 desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. If you're new, make sure you love what you're hearing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and feel free to go back to the latest episodes of the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3, including the recap of the Irish Mile. You can go back and listen to that while you wait on anticipation for the results. Or if you're going to be out there at Rockhurst High School, go out there and cheer you guys on. Cheer your boy on EG3. Alex, cheer us on. As we tackle these guys, every heat's going to be stacked. Again, I wish that the heats had them in my hand, but I don't have them. So I don't have them because they haven't come out yet. I'm pretty sure tomorrow they'll have the names and the seedings and all that other stuff. So the giddy. So we're getting nerdy, track nerdy here on this podcast. So definitely, it is finally here. I have circled this date since it was over last year. It is finally here. Folks, and it is definitely going to go down. We're going to bring our cards to the table, and we're going to see who comes on top on Thursday night. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by here. Again, this is your first time listening. Make sure you do listen and subscribe. And again, almost forgot, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over on Podbean. That's where you're going to find my interview with my friend Delise on there. And I mentioned earlier on this episode tonight that we got our fine folks, over on Vine. We're going to move that. I'm going to do that interview next week because this is a short week. Lots going on, and I want to get ready. I get my mind right to do this fast miles. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, anticipation. We'll get to that next week for sure. I'm excited to do that interview with those folks from the Vine Street Brewing as they began. They began their Monday night run several weeks ago. We'll catch up with them next week for sure. But for now, we have crossed the finish line on another edition of the 3-Wide Podcast of EG3 this week. Appreciate you guys for stopping by once again. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the 3-Wide Podcast of EG3. We will talk to y'all next week.